Well, good evening and welcome. Hope you are well. It is the 3rd of March 2024, which is a Sunday, which means, of course, this is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Well, I don't know how it's been for you, but it's been a very productive weekend here with such lovely weather today. Sun was out. It was absolutely glorious. I've got some of my strawberry runners potted up into hanging baskets ready for the greenhouse, and hopefully we'll get some early strawberries out of those. We've also sown quite a few seeds and potted on quite a few plants as well in order to keep our production line running of seeds. Add to that, I've swept our paths in the garden. This is something I haven't done for quite a while because it's just been so wet. So I just gave them a quick sweeping. Just amazing how much that tidies things up. And then yesterday we actually got some new chickens. A lot of trouble actually just trying to get the chickens and back because of traffic. It took all morning, which was a little annoying, but we've got two new chickens. The first one is a speckled marlin, which is this beautiful black, white, grey feathered bird. Absolutely beautiful bird, I've got to say. I've never had one of these before, but it's going to be interesting to see how it gets on. It's meant to do an interesting coloured egg, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that works out. Amanda's already named that one Equinox as an interesting name, I'm sure. But the other chicken that we got is a white bird. It's a variety called Leghorn. It is white all over, brilliant, beautiful white. It's actually really pretty looking bird as well. Now, we haven't named that one as of yet, but I'm launching a competition to win tickets to Gardeners World Spring. This is on in Bewley, the car museum, on the Sunday, the 5th of May. If you do want to go on that day or you want to be in with a chance to win tickets, all I need is a name for this chicken. And now I'm going to enter this on the main podcast as well. All entries will go into a hat and one will be picked at random, and that will be the name that we are choosing. But as your supporting member, if you choose to enter this, you will get three entries, so you've got the stronger chance of winning. That's Sunday the 5th of May is when the tickets are, for two adults, a pair of tickets. These, I think, would cost about £50. I think it's a great, great deal. Now, details on this competition will be out tomorrow, but if you want to take part, just suggest a name. That's all you've got to do. Suggest a name for this white chicken. Now, if you do also want to go, and you definitely want to go and don't want to wait for the chicken, competition, I do have a discount code for you that can save 10% off Friday or Sunday tickets, and that discount code is save 10. I have got discount codes coming up for Gardeners World at the NEC in June, but this is for Bewley. More on that later on. Now we are into March, and March is an incredibly busy month in the vegetable garden, and for me, I've broken it down on what I want to focus on throughout March, just to try and keep it simple. Now, one of the big problems we've got is that the ground is very, very wet. We've actually got a water feature in the garden just because it has rained so much. So outside, we've got to wait until the ground dries out. So certainly for the first half of the month, we are going to be concentrating on sowing seeds and potting on. Lots of different seeds that can be sown this month, be it carrots, peas, tomatoes, you know, so many different seeds, and there's more than what I can mention. What I'll be doing is just sowing a single seed variety each day, just to keep on top of it, just one seed sown and that's it. Of course, potting on and pricking out we stay on top of as well, just following that same sort of thing, one seed a day. Now, hoping, of course, it doesn't rain much anymore. Once the ground does dry out, and I'm expecting that to be, it's going to take at least a couple of weeks to dry out at the moment. Once that does dry out, we can start working the land, weeding, mulching, just getting it ready for planting out. One of the things that we're going to be planting out, of course, is our potatoes. Now, I normally try and get all our potatoes in around March the 20th. That's a Wednesday this year, so it's probably going to be the 23rd that I get my potatoes in the ground, providing, of course, the ground is dry enough. We don't want it to be sopping wet like it is at the moment. So between now and then, we just want to make sure that that ground is ready, cleared all the weeds, hoed, raked, just ready to really get the ground planted up. And then after the potato beds, we're going to do the same with the brassica beds. Those are the two beds I think we'll take priority, because we're going to be planting out brassicas and things like that too. They're just the ones that are going to take priority. There's many, many more tasks that we can do throughout March, and hopefully we will get those done. But it all very much does rely on the weather. We really do need it to dry out. I can honestly say I've never known it to be as wet as it is. A lot of floods, and I keep going on about this, but it's such an important part of grow your own. We need good, healthy soil to grow our own food. And when it's wet and waterlogged, it suffocates the soil, it drowns the soil, it washes nutrients out, it washes the life out of the soil, and that is not good. And if we stand on it when it's wet, stand on the soil when it's wet, it squeezes the soil, it compacts the soil. So all of this is not good, and this is why being so wet is such a headache for many of us. It's annoying, but it is what it is. Right, well, I'm going to call this a night for tonight. It's a short one, I'm afraid, but we will be back again tomorrow with the main podcast, and then we are back on Thursday with another Supporters Club podcast. Until then, please take care.